With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On the day when the American military seized another tanker suspected of smuggling Iranian oil, President Trump has issued a shoot-to-kill order targeting Iranian small boats interfering with shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, and the president says mine clearing is ongoing. Virginia's new Democrat-friendly congressional map has been ruled unconstitutional by a circuit court judge. An injunction blocks the map from being certified and taking effect. Democrats are expected to appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court. Navy Secretary John Phelan has exited the Trump administration.
U.S. media has reported that Secretary Phelan had a very tense relationship with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, over many months now, both over personnel issues in the Navy and the Marine Corps, which he also oversaw, but also in terms of where he was going with the Navy.
The BBC's Bernd de Woosman says Undersecretary Hung Cao becomes the acting Secretary of the Navy. When will we finally see significant relief in prices at the gas pump? Well, it seems that those in the know don't really know.
Trump cabinet member Chris Wright said this week that gas prices might not drop below $3 a gallon until next year. But President Trump told the Hill newspaper that his energy secretary was totally wrong. The next day, Secretary Wright was asked about his prediction during congressional testimony.
I don't know the future of energy prices. Often I will speculate or look at those things. I would say gasoline prices looks like they peaked about a week or so ago.
The president himself has acknowledged that gas prices could remain high through Election Day in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Republicans have voted to fully reopen the Department of Homeland Security. Now the House will have to weigh in. On Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on artificial intelligence in the pulpit.
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks Protestant churchgoers how they would feel if they discovered that their pastor was using AI to help him prepare his sermons. 44% say they had no problem with it. 43% say they would be unhappy about it. And 13% can't make up their mind. The survey also reveals that 61% of believers are worried about the effect AI might have on Christianity in this country. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges alleging it improperly paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. The Justice Department says a civil rights group defrauded donors by using their money to fund the same extremism that it claims to be fighting. The SVLC denies the charges. Over the years, the organization has sparked outrage among Christian ministries for designating any who oppose the LGBT agenda as hate groups. SRN News. 17 million Americans might want to consider flood insurance if they can get it.
A study published on Wednesday in the journal Science Advances examined historic flood data and 16 factors representing hazards, exposure, and vulnerability for what likely has become the most comprehensive model of coastal cities' risk of flood damage. It concludes that the risk is highest in 8 cities along the Atlantic and Gulf coastlines. Researchers are especially alarmed to find that more than 4 million people in New York City alone could be in harm's way, and that 99% of people and buildings in New Orleans are at risk. Bob Agner reporting.
Wildfires raging across the southeast. More than 50 homes have been destroyed in Georgia. The fires have also forced evacuations. Some of the biggest blazes are along Georgia's coast and around Jacksonville, Florida. Drought and strong winds are fueling the fires. Georgia's two largest wildfires have charred over 33 square miles. More details at srnnews.com.